Hey, Bruce, are you listening to WGN Radio? How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
You any good at music, sir?
Well, I used to be, so you're going to have some mercy on me because I'm old now and I'm not as good as I used to be.
Ah,
so when I was much younger, like in 20s, we made up a game where we'd have a record player because that was the mode then. And we'd made a game with the couples that we went out with, and we'd play a few seconds of a song. Somebody would be in control, and they'd play a few seconds of a song. And me and one of the other guys got nailed everything all the time. But like I said, I'm old now, and so I kind of forget what happened yesterday.
And they're done that. And they're done that, Bruce.
Hey, I got a question. When you guys talking about Master this and that, what happens to MasterCard?
I know. Well,
Just wondering.
I know. I mean, and you'd say, well, that's not why they called the card that, but that's maybe not why we call it a master bathroom. But if it feels bad, now it's bad.
When something like, I have the viewpoint when something like this happens, whatever this is, everybody wants everybody to be a Boy Scout, and virtually nobody's a Boy Scout.
That's so true.
Somebody did something bad at some point, and did you look at the good they did or the bad they did?
You know, I mentioned the Deerfield Park story, and that's the problem. This park in Deerfield, Mitchell Park, that wasn't a bad guy. And it's the fact that his name is going to come off that park, it's a lot more complicated than that. It's not one of these John Wayne-type stories where they just said horrible things, but now we're judging it differently than they did then, and maybe history will decide we acted too quickly.
Well, I lived there. It's an interesting story, though. I mean, they wanted to do a housing development, affordable housing development there, and I don't know about what kind of a guy Mr. Mitchell was, but instead of doing it, they condemned the land, bought it for parks, and made it a park, and then named it after him because he was the president of Park District.
But also, the story in the Tribune today, or the Sun-Times, suggests that his rationale was that he was trying to acquire parkland and develop parks for the community. He wasn't a bigot. He was a park guy.
Did the article say, though, that the land that they bought was the land that was going to be used for the housing development?
Because I believe it did.
Yeah, well, so
so he loses in that one.
I'm not going to judge him. I don't know. But the point is the village moved to make a park rather than bring in poor people or people of color to their district.
And it still is 97%, I believe, is the...
They just shot one down, and it was either in Highland Park or Deerfield a couple of years ago. Same thing.
What?
Church wanted to donate land for an affordable housing development, and the people there said, well, we're worried about our schools.
Here's the thing, I think. So some of these are utterly actionable, and some of them are less so. And the only thing I'm saying is... maybe we should slow the pace down on some of these. Listen, if you're a company and you want to change the name of your product, that's up to you. It's utterly up to you. Do whatever you want. Do whatever's in your best commercial interest. So there's that. But some of this other stuff, I think, is just happening so quickly that maybe ultimately we'll decide it should happen. And I'm not saying put it on the back burner for 10 years, but 10 minutes, some of these things. I'm just amazed at how quickly this is happening. Here comes your first clue. Are you ready?
Sure.
I'm going to play a clip from a song. You name that tune. Here's number one.
Boy, it sure sounds different on the phone.
I know. It's hard to play on the phone. Hold on. Listen again, Aleph. Hit it.
I really can't think of a thing.
What do you think that is, Steve Bertrand?
Hotel California.
Hey, welcome to the Hotel California.
Oh. That's one of my favorite songs. I should have gotten it. I'm embarrassed now.
Such a lovely face.
Technically, you're one for one because you're Steve Bertrand's on your team.
It is much harder on the phone.
Oh, I can't imagine how anybody does this. We got fancy speakers and headphones here. Lapper, are you playing over there in traffic?
Uh-huh, I'm ready.
I don't think there's a section of Hotel California I couldn't nail, but that be it as it may. Continue.
Right. Here comes number two.
Oh, this is the one you played earlier.
Hold on, listen again.
First one had the name word California in it.
These are all place names.
Sweet Home, Alabama.
Sweet Home, Alabama.
Hey! thanks for the hint.
Sweet Home, Alabama.
ready for number three?
Sure.
Okay. He's two for two. Haven't even needed Lauren Lapka's help yet. How are you doing on these, Lauren?
So far, 100%.
You would have got him, too? Here comes number three.
Do it again.
You got to kind of play that out.
Nothing.
I love requesting this at piano bars.
Oh, do you sing this one, do you, Lauren?
I don't sing it, but I love requesting it.
Okay, here's. Can I give a hint?
Yeah.
John can see it right now.
Oh, LSD. There ain't no finer place to be.
I thought, there's a song about my navel.
Hey, your hints are really good.
Lauren, they play that at the piano when you request that, do they?
Yes. Well, not all of them. I've had about an 85% success rate.
I didn't know it was that common a song to request. Okay, we got one more for you, Bruce and Skokie. Here we go.
I'm glad you don't do 12. I'm sorry, I was talking.
That's okay. You're 3 for 3. Team Bruce is doing well here. Here we go.
Okay.
Hold on. One more time.
Is this the big band one from the 40s?
Yeah. Kind of. That's the idea. It's not exactly that, but yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, that genre. I don't know. No, I don't.
Lapka, you got any luck on this?
I was thinking Chicago, but I don't know if that's it.
Knowing John, I'm going to say it's New York, New York. In old New
York. Oh. What do you mean, knowing John?
That just was a total guess. I just figured that's where you'd go. There, I'll make it. That's weird. Anywhere, it's up to you.
New York, New York. We gave you a blast of one of those horns, and that was New York. Nice going, Steve Bertrand. Boy, I'll tell you what. Bruce, you're really good at this.
Yeah, I missed you last night. I forgot all about it, but I heard you the first time, and I listened to 11, so it was good. It was really good.
That's nice of you to say that. I'm going to give you that Mega Pros hoodie, and you wear that proudly, okay?
I will. Thanks a lot.
You might not be wearing it today, though, because it's going to be. It's funny we're giving hoodies out, but you know you can wear it four seasons. So whenever is good for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.